Hello, good morning. It is Friday, and welcome to another edition of Talk Line. We go from 10 to 11:30, and if you recall, we have a 3-minute limit on people, right?
Uh-oh. Yes, again.
And we have one caller already.
Hi. So,
John, good morning, John.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
We're listening for your voice.
Here it is. I'm back.
kind of cut me off or something.
Uh-oh. Nope.
Yeah, I had a blank phone here.
You're good?
Yeah. I heard last week, I haven't been making it to talk, but I heard last week they were talking about a liquor store here.
Yeah, that's a big topic right now.
You know, I'm going to talk about concern. I had somebody come up to me and tell me about that, and, you know, his family drinks a lot, too, and they go, whenever they're out being partying or some are doing opiates or drinking.
Yeah.
This person actually goes out and look for them because he's worried and concerned for their safety.
Wow.
Now we got the liquor store. Everybody's concerned about it. You voted it in. The people who didn't vote should have voted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was a small percentage of voting procedures here
mm-hmm.
last year.
Yeah.
Now, if everybody made as much noise about the denial for a liquor store, they should have went there and voted. That would have made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're hollering, it's too late. People are you know, I've been hearing people are dying because of that liquor store.
Hmm.
And some are contributing their death to that. Some are getting hurt.
Yeah.
Some are being charged with crimes that should never have occurred when they were sober.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Now it's too late. Everything's always too late.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that's...
They should have showed more concern at the beginning.
Yeah.
So people like the person that told me about the situation won't have to go on and on. He's concerned that he cares for his family. So that's a good way to put a point of view of somebody who loves their family. They're concerned for their safety. And they actually go out and look for them, you know, before something drastic happens, and then a death or a bad injury,
mm-hmm.
you know, unforeseen things because you're drinking.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just want to put that input out. And when people are in your family are drinking, don't just say, oh, they're out drunk somewhere. At least go look for them, make sure they're okay, you
right.
know, and make sure they're in good company.
But
show some care for them.
That could be really challenging, though, couldn't
I
it?
I know it can be, especially if you're an alcoholic.
You could be out every weekend.
or an opiate, you're addicted to that.
Yep.
You know, the drugs and alcohol take over your rational thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best to do approach somebody when they're sober and sick, you know, and
yeah.
let them listen. And don't be nothing. Don't be scolding.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them in a nice manner. You know?
Right.
So
that's good advice.
Yeah. So, well, that's my input for today. I hope everyone has a good weekend. Next weekend, I'm not going to be able to call. I'm going in the Anchorage.
What?
So I'm going in the Anchorage next weekend on Friday for medical.
You can record your comments and send them in.
Oh, maybe no. If I have a chance, I'll call from them.
Well, I hope you have a good
I can record.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, okay.
Everyone have a good weekend. And if you're on that road, please be careful.
Okay.
It might be slippery and travel with a friend. And down the road, be careful of pedestrians. So.
All right. Thank you,
and
John.
Please don't drink and drive, and don't drink if you're pregnant.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Have a good day. Okay.
Again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line. Phone numbers to give us a call here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good. I'm back.
I never knew you were gone.
I was gone. Oh, wait a minute. We have, there's Tom Leonard is on the phone. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Tom from Chilista here. How are you two doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
We're doing good. And yourself?
Doing well. Doing well, thank you. I just want to give three quick updates. You know, one, good luck to all the basketball teams that are traveling out for the state tournaments. It's going to be an exciting month. A lot of fantastic teams out there. Hope they all apply for the scholarship if you're a senior. The other thing is, if you are in Anchorage, we're having an open house in a week. So next Friday from 11 to 4, we'll see if we can pipe in talk line over the speakers. So if you're in Anchorage, stop by the open house. We're going to have some door prizes and some snacks, and you can do your enrollment too. And the last quick thing I wanted to mention is for all people who submit a will by the end of the month, then you'll be in for a drawing that will take place in April. We're going to have 14 prizes of $250 each. You can get will forms on our website, trulisticorp.com, or just give us a call, 1-800-277-5516. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that's quick little three. Okay.
Nothing else going on over there?
Nothing to report.
Tom?
Oh, I think Tom.
Oh, we lost him. Oh.
Tom went. Okay. Yes. So, we're going through our spring is coming. The light is getting better. But this weekend, we're going to lose a little morning light. Don't we change our clocks this weekend?
That is so annoying.
It's wrong.
It's I totally don't agree. Wrong. We need to call it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, we need to call it something else.
Yeah. But anyway, they're springing ahead. So we're going to lose an hour in the morning, lose an hour of light, lose an hour of sleep. I think that's correct. I mean, if I'm wrong about that, someone should let me know. But I think it's this weekend,
we
Saturday
it,
night.
We should call it McCaffrey Daylight Saving Time.
No. So, okay, we have another caller, Rhonda Sargent. Good morning, Rhonda. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes.
I'm calling for my 3 minutes about 4-8. The Bethel 4-H Leaders Council is working on coming together and forming, and their next meeting is March 18th, Saturday, at 4 o'clock at the 4-H building, the AKA the Teen Center. And we'd love to have interested adults that are interested in being on the council, helping to direct what 4-H does for youth in Bethel and the Bethel District. And anyone who's interested in becoming a leader with 4-H to do activities like shooting sports, soccer, boxing, karate, archery, anything you can think of, art, dance, theater. If you're interested in that, come to the Leaders Council and we can talk about how you can help. The Leaders Council is also looking for teen representatives. So any teens that are interested, 14 years and older, they need to be 14 so that they can be allowed to travel. So 14 years and older teens that would like to participate on the council, and any adults that are interested in being on the council or being leaders for the district in Bethel, please come Saturday the 18th, 4 p.m. at the Youth Center. And if you have any questions, call us at the office, 543-2088. Also on alaska4h.org, there are summer camp activities for statewide 4-H. So all you have to do is be a 4-H member to be eligible for those camps, and it's easy to become a 4-H member.
Wow.
So lots of junior high and high school camp activities for the summer. There's one in Juneau, and there's one in Fairbanks that are posted and open right now.
Okay.
So lots of activities and possibilities for 4-H.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they there's a lot of research, especially in the nation of Iceland. I think I mentioned this 2 weeks ago, but they found that substance use in youth dropped dramatically the more active physically teenagers were. So they have lots of sports programs, lots of activities, ways for youth to get tired in healthy ways. And what it does is it actually fires some of the biochemicals, some of the chemicals in their brain, so that they don't have to go after substances. They get it sort of naturally, that sort of high feeling, if you will, naturally through athletics and outdoor life and a lot of subsistence work. Yeah, so I really, good for you on your program.
Yeah, like risky activity, like the Juneau camp, they go sea kayaking.
Yes.
So that produces some endorphins because it's a little risky and you get nervous.
Yeah.
Is it a little nice endorphin high?
Yeah. Yeah, natural high.
Fun.
Yes. And then they don't go after other stuff. So I think what you're doing is really important.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, so we have Mike Williams on the line. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to wish Pete Kaiser and Richard Gill on the Iditarod Trail the best. And I know they're going to be finishing in a good way. And I miss running that best race on earth.
Yeah.
And having done it 15 times.
Wow.
But anyway, I like to thank Akiak Native Community, Chilista Corporation, Kwitlik Incorporated, and the Alaska Native Women's Coalition, Representatives Lynn Hooch and Priscilla Camera from Imangok, and Gerard Godfrey from Governor Walker's office, and the Deputy Attorney General of the state of Alaska for coming out to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Intertribal Conference on the issue of substance abuse and governance that we just got through yesterday. And we had heart-wrenching discussions from the leaders here, and it's a hard issue, and all of these substances are not good for us, and we have to deal with those issues together. And and it's not about people against each other. It's about how we can deal with these issues and be prepared for them. You know, I know that we have lack of police protection in a lot of our communities because there's only 9 VPSOs in the region. But we have to address these issues right away, and because you know, we're seeing increases of deaths, and my condolences to the families that are losing that. But definitely all of us have to get together. All the communities need to get together to do some to find solutions to these issues and be prepared for them. And that's what we were after the past couple of days in the conference. And we are going to meet again on April 4, right before YKC's tribal unity meeting. And I'm wanting to ask YKC officials to send in the tribal leaders a day early to prepare for the tribal unity meeting on April 4th. But that's all I have. Have a wonderful spring, and we're going to be we're going to have a good spring, I think. All of us working together will make a huge difference. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very good. I'm glad Mike called. I think they had a gathering, and there's been a couple of news reports on what he's referencing in terms of trying to understand the impact of the alcohol store, the liquor store, and possibly more liquor stores, and what is that doing to locally and through the region. So there's been a lot of good discussion about that, and discussions that have to keep going. So
the other thing is the people that needed to be there weren't there. But
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Oh, like politicians or what?
Well, YK, AVCP, all these organizations that are being impacted by the outcome of what's occurring not only here in Bethel, mm-hmm. by the way, Bethel and the surrounding villages, like Mike said.
Yeah.
It's just not a village problem. It's a Bethel problem, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not making more noise than they are, but it's still an issue here in Bethel.
Right.
So
I think there'll be more discussions, though. And I think there
there's
going to
be discussions,
yeah.
but more people need to be involved with this.
Sure. Okay.
The people that provide the services, like YKHC, who provides alcohol treatment, behavioral health services, OCS, who mm-hmm. are dealing with these on a daily basis.
But they were involved in this dialogue.
No.
The director of outpatient services gave a report. OCS
YK wasn't there. AVCP wasn't there.
Oh, well, I don't know what I saw. A picture. It was a KYUK news report.
Yeah,
so maybe it was
saw
something
and
different.
What you heard is two different things.
No. I saw and I read their interviews. That's all. And I don't know if it's a different meeting than what Mike was referring to. So, okay. So we'll go ahead and take our next call. Before we get into a scrape. So our next caller is Sammy Anvil. Good morning, Sammy. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, so yeah, it's a good looking. I was at the conference and I talked anyways. Even though I drink, I'm tired of drinking. So, well, yeah, it's a good looking, Mike Williams, for being a chairperson there, but the people of Bethel weren't all there. You know, they're talking about Danak and the Gibuzulik up there. And people are dying from alcohol all over this region. So I'm glad I attended, and I'm glad for my cousin Lucy Vaughn talking to, and for everybody that was sharing their feelings about alcohol and all those issues that they were talking about. And that's very important. But like Joe said, our leaders weren't there. They weren't AVCP and all those corporations that are here in Bethel. And that's so ashamed. I'm ashamed of them. Wait, hold on. Queen Akakfaslo God, the Rum, Mutulini, Asikluji Mulakji, and Nashkufji, you got see Electrogy, you got see Axelnity Murakovji. Okay, Kriana, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Sammy. So I think there might have been two different meetings. But anyway, that's
one meeting.
Okay, well, I saw a photo of the director of outpatient services for behavioral health giving her providing some statistics about whether the ER was whether they were seeing more people trying to seek substance abuse treatment, and they haven't necessarily seen that. And I saw, I read the OCS, I think it was a state manager representative saying they had not seen a particular increase in terms of what comes through their office yet.
Okay.
So I don't know if that was a different kind of meeting, but that's...
One meeting, 2 days.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I saw something.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. So maybe
so
they were on a different
happened.
Day. Yeah. I understand. I don't know what the argument is.
There's no argument. I'm just telling you like it is. One meeting lasted 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Some of the people you discussed, like I told you, came and gave their statistics on what's occurring.
Yeah.
But the people that needed to be there weren't there.
I know, but when you said that, you listed AVCP, you listed OCS, you listed YK, and I know that YK and OCS did present
their side of the story when it comes to their services when it regards
right.
to alcohol.
Yeah, they were providing information for the discussion.
For the discussion, but the key people that needed to be there weren't there.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that who they might.
I don't.
Be.
I'm not going to repeat myself for the third time. I'm going to tell you like it is. That's basically what happened.
Okay.
And even the guy that called before said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there for 2 days. I was there for 1 day.
Okay. So you'd like to see more representation there.
Well, this is Bethel. We're the hub for this area. Mm-hmm. We're surrounded by 56 villages, which we need to include.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of this community.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay their fair share of taxes. We know that.
taxes.
They come and shop.
Oh, that in that way, yes. Okay. They,
not everybody can fly to them because they're not rich like you or me.
I don't think I'm that rich.
Well, you can afford to go to Anchorage and go shopping.
I don't do that.
But you shop here.
Yeah.
Just like they do. You pay your taxes, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's no argument then.
Okay. I'm not arguing. All right, so we're going to go on to a caller. I'm Cesari. Good morning, Cesari.
Yeah.
Haven't talked to you in a while. I was out last week, too, so.
Yeah, I'm out, too. I don't know. Before, when you guys have radio on, when you put on hold, you know, you hear what's going on, and now I'm deceiving. I told somebody can up on me or what. You know, because I'm in Anchorage right now anyway. But anyway, I'm calling because I heard yesterday on the news that government getting to be involved with this alcohol abuse in Alaska and stuff like that and getting some more regulation and restriction on it. You know, I think alcohol use and abuse, that is to local option. And, you know, is regulation becoming more regulation, more restriction, more, just like government telling you, like Obamacare, they're telling you, you have to buy this insurance, you have to have this kind, you have to go to this doctor, you have to, now there's, telling you're not going to drink that, you're going to drink that, you're not going to eat that, you're going to eat this thing. You know, that is law existing already. And if you drink and driving, you're breaking the law. You're driving too fast yourself with sober, you're breaking the law. That is, we have in better, big, huge, we have more bad problems with alcohol. We have having to build up huge treatment center for those mostly coastal villages where they don't have alcohol and young kids sniffing up gasoline and chemicals and cook the brain out. You know, and they keep going because there's no access to alcohol, whatever. Alcohol is not good for kids anyway. They're breaking the law, the parents are responsible don't drink it, the kids no drink. And now they're coming to the government try to invite directly. It's local option. Better have option to choose it, to have liquor stores and alcohol and bars. That's fine. If they decided not, they should be decided not. And if the village want to do different way, that's fine. You know, it's lucky after starting to Mike Williams, he was drinking before. He was drinking quite a bit years. Now he is refusing to, he quit himself.
I know, but yeah, I don't think,
and now
don't discuss
teaching,
that.
Oh, teach the people how to quit yourself, teach how you do it, not try stop it, because the humans is like little kids, try grab the candy and you tell them, don't touch it. I'm sure you get your finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you explain them, quit it or get the candy way to be used right way, maybe that work much better what try stop them, because if they don't get alcohol, they turn to something else.
Mm-hmm.
We have more difficult with this opiate stuff and nobody doing. Pretty much, I don't hear anybody being busted in there, and they keep going like what's going. It's like attempt to get somebody and nobody get arrested and charged for it.
Mm-hmm.
And those heroines, they really get you. It's not even alcohol, it's even not even a fraction. Both of them are good, even, you know, no, but they really affect you when you cook your brain completely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in, not in recovery. Alcohol is over up, you maybe have hangover for 2 days. And you know how to use it, but if you get hooked up with this heavy drug, you're over.
Your 3 minutes is coming.
Okay. I can tell you what
your first 3 minutes
be, and, but I just mention and get my little scent in there, and good luck with
okay.
Okay. Have
All
a good day.
Have Bye-bye. A good day, Cesari. Thank you. Okay, we have Ray Bourne, I think. Yeah. Good morning, Ray. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Diane?
All right.
So I'll talk about three things pretty quickly. I'll talk a little bit about moose, some salmon, and about emperor goose. Some good news on moose. We did a moose survey in the lower Yukon River from Mountain Village to the coast, and the survey indicated about 8,200 moose are there. That's up from 3,000 in 2008. So the moose population really big on the Yukon right now.
Nice.
Do we know the moose numbers for the game unit 18 on the Cusco Crim side?
We did a survey earlier this year, and I haven't seen the final numbers on that, but even the Kuskokwim moose numbers seem to be up some. So, you know, we're discussing working with the state of Alaska about maybe being a little more liberal next season for moose, and we'll see how that comes together as mm-hmm. we talk through that.
You had a couple other animals there you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I want to talk about salmon a little bit. The Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, our first meeting is on March 16th with the executive committee, and we'll start developing plans working with Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Intertribal Fish Commission, and the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group. And that's just kind of the first meeting of the season to start putting a framework together of what we look like going into the season. The state of Alaska is going to release their forecast for the season. It looks like it's up a little bit from last year, so that'll be good news for everybody. I think we can be a little more liberal on that. And then the last week of March, of course, is the Intertribal Fish Commission annual meeting, as well as the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meeting also. So the last week of March is going to be really busy with salmon meetings.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking that up. Okay, talk about Emperor Goose just briefly. The proposed rule is out to open the season this spring, and the comment period closes March 13th. So anyone interested in commenting can do that via the web at regulations.gov, and it's fws.r7.m-mb, and that number is 2016-0136. So that's kind of where anybody can comment on that proposed opening of the Emperor Goose. The proposed dates right now are April 2nd to August 31st. The regulatory process may delay that start date a little bit, but we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But based upon populations we looked at last year, it would be an open season for rural residents. They were able to hunt and with no limits. And we're going to need to do some monitoring of that. We're asking people to work with us. We're going to hire people in the villages to collect data. So if somebody is successful in catching an emperor goose, and we would like them to report to their local surveyor, and they can report back to us so we can look at how we're doing on the harvesting. And then finally, the WCC meeting is on March 20th, ABCP. They kind of talk more about the waterfowl hunting for the spring season. And that's the three quick notes I have today.
Okay, that was like a minute per animal.
Ray, before you go,
yeah.
How close are you going to work with the state side of the fish and game when it comes to regulation and coming up with all these proposals to either stop, slow down, or continue to hunt more of the three animals you just discussed?
Very closely. This year, as in last year, at least for salmon, the state of Alaska is going to be part of the Intertribal Fish Commission meetings, which as we move into in-season meetings, they go to weekly, basically. So we're and then also Fish and Wildlife Service also attends the working group meetings to, you know, provide, you know, our input to the working group meeting. With the moose work, that we do that hand-in-hand with the state. You know, the survey on the Yukon as well as the Cusco was a joint project between the state and Fish and Wildlife Service. And on Emperor Goose, that's managed through the AMBCC process, which, again, is a joint federal and state project. So working hand-in-hand with those people, making sure that we're have the same message coming out to everybody, and we hear all the voices on that.
So you guys basically work as a team, which is a good thing from the start, so we could both have an understanding from both state and federal side.
Yeah, I think what's important, we also work with, you know, and
working groups?
Yeah, with the working groups, with the Intertribal Fish Commission and the working groups and advisory and committees, all those folks we try to get to and listen to those concerns and issues and make sure that we're looking at from the entire picture.
Okay, great. And if you could continue to call, we'd appreciate all the information you have, which is going to have you know, great resources of information to so we understand what we can and can't do in terms of gathering.
I appreciate it. I will definitely be calling in as often as I can to talk about what's going on with Fish and Wildlife Service.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray. Okay. So our next caller is Wilson Green. Good morning, Wilson. Yeah. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning, there, happy people.
Okay. Hello. Good morning.
I listen to the legislators and Alaska Talk Line on Alaska issues about how to help the people that are having problems with recidivism when it comes to court, jail, probation, first-time offenders, minor offenders. You know, and I think about when I was going through the Rural Human Services program, I did a little topic on reactivating the Guzzi style teaching for boys and men, and it seemed like it would cover all those areas when it comes to first-time offenders. We as Native people, and there are 56 villages, we can stand up for our sovereign right and try to help our young people, especially the first-time offenders, by requiring them to go through some type of the Guzguk model of helping young people, mm-hmm. you know, the elders and the people who are experienced and learned the hard way what to do, what not to do. You know, people who turn on and help others want to do what they've got to do as far as wrongdoing, getting in trouble, finding in jail, even hardcore drunk. You know, I was, you know, I'm 26 years and 9 months sober. I do what I can to help others, and it seemed like that works. You know, you give back because that's the Yupik way. That's the Native traditional. And throughout all of the nation, that's the Native way of helping each other. You know, so it seemed like the Guzik style teaching for boys and men can work not only for first-time offenders, but repeat offenders. And, you know, the people that are getting out of jail, I think the people that are in charge of setting their conditions, they have the right to say, well, you have to go to this meeting and you have no choice. You this part of your condition, you know, you go out there and help young people make better choices.
Yeah.
And seem like it'll work. And I think my 3 minutes are up because nice. I'm enjoying the scenery of beautiful downtown Hudson River. Alrighty, see you.
Cool.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thank you, Wilson. And we have another caller right up and ready, and that's Fritz. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
All right. How are you,
awesome.
Joe?
Oh,
good.
I got a couple of things. I was a former UDAIR employee and devastated all the employees that were out here in Bethel. But we are going to have a regional conference here in Bethel for Bethel Search and Rescue. We have approximately 70 attendees from the villages from the Yukon and upper Kuskokwim and lower Kuskokwim. Majority of them are from the 56 villages that AVCP represents. There's just a number of villages that are unable to make it due to some other unforeseen circumstances. But just let everybody know there is going to be a conference over there at the ONC Multipurpose Building next week starting Wednesday. And if you're out and about traveling by snow machine, four-wheeler, or truck on the river, if you see somebody in trouble or walking, please stop and render assistance. You know, That is, that's how people out here were raised, you know, to help out each other if when in time of need. So stop and help or ask if they're, if they need help or if they need a ride or something, or, you know, help in any way possible. You know, that's the least anybody could do. You know, it's a great, great influence on our younger generations that are forgetting about helping each other out, you know. But yeah, that's about it. I wish I could have been at that those two-day meetings yesterday and the day before, but I've been pretty busy running around looking for a job. So thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you, Fritz, for your call. Next, we have an anonymous caller. Excuse me. Welcome to the show, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to complain about something that's been going on for a while, and I try to suggest this to the jail workers, because I experienced a couple times in ER, and they brought drunks to ER, and then we end up like 3-4 hours more waiting because they were seeing that drunk first. And this happened more than one time. Like, while we're waiting, they'd be bringing more than one or two later on, and we end up waiting in ER because of those. Those are not really patients, but they're drunks. I wish they would open or hire nurses or doctors for the jail facility. I remember they used to have one. I don't know if they still do have nurses up there, but I wish they had their own facility for the drunks before they bring them to the jail. I know they bring them to the hospital for their vitals or make sure they're not poisoned or something. I don't know.
There's the sober center.
Yeah, but still, they bring them to the hospital first. And here there's more sicker people waiting to be seen. Mm-hmm. And then while we're waiting, they bring in a drunk, and then they're attending that drunk 2-3 hours before they even see us. Even we complain. Mm-hmm. We've been here 2 hours or so. Why is he so important? Golly, our health is more important. We're sicker than that drunk.
Well, I think that must be very frustrating.
It is if you're in hospital waiting to be seen. If you experience yourself, you'll find out how it is to be waiting so long.
Mm-hmm. I know. I hear a lot about people waiting long time at the ER, and I don't think it's just because there are people who are drunk who need medical care, but there are a lot of people.
Well, a lot of times I've experienced when I go with my nieces or other grandkids, when I go up to the hospital, that's mm-hmm. what most of the time it happens. They bring in a drunk, and then they work on them first before they, what if their other patients were half dead? What's wrong? Gee whiz.
Well, I think they would not let someone just collapse in the waiting room and not treat them. I think they would treat them. I hope.
They need to do something about it, or have the mm-hmm. drunks have in a separate way to be seen in mm-hmm. a separate place, not in ER, because sometimes when they bring in drunks, they're hollering, or they're not quiet when they bring them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
I hope they do something about it. Whoever's listening out there who works at the jail or whatever, bring it up to their superintendent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I could.
Okay, that's all I needed to complain about.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for your experience.
I could give you some reason why they bring them there. They got to make sure they're in a position where they, if they bring them to the jail, they're not going to die, because some people have died in the jail due to unseen circumstances, because they haven't been thoroughly looked at in terms of their condition.
Right.
I know, because yeah. if they don't do that, it becomes a liability issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anybody out there that can correct me,
I've done
feel free to call. and if you have better an explanation than I do, but that's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
When law enforcement bring people to the ER, they have to make sure that there's nothing going on with them other than being intoxicated. They have to check them out, to check their health, to make sure there's no other issues going on. So when they do bring them to the jail,
mm-hmm.
they're in a condition where they're not going to be there for a minute and then drop dead.
Now, I've worked shifts in the ER myself, and I have not noticed the pattern that this caller has experienced. I've been there many times working in the ER, so I don't see that.
Well, you're not there at the right time.
Right. Well, I mean, but I'm just saying.
Your timing's off.
Right, right. Okay, so our next caller is Shadi. Good morning, Shadi. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. Good.
Just calling to give my weekly update. So like every other weekend, today is Friday and it's half price. So if anybody's looking for anything to do, come on over to the pool. It'll be an affordable, fun, healthy way to spend your weekend. So that includes tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Other than that, all of our classes, so our new class schedule just started this week. A lot of classes, I'm not going to mention them all. But you can find those on our Facebook, which is the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center spelled out, or our website, which is ykfitness.org. We are currently seeking personal trainers still. So if anybody out in the community has a personal training certification and wants to help out, earn a little extra money, give back to the community, please contact us. Other than that, that's all I have today. It's going to be quick today. Please come over to our facility this weekend and register your kids or yourself for classes while there still are spots.
I don't mean to put you on the spot there, young man, but how did your winter carnival go?
Winter carnival was successful. So we partnered with an individual in town, and we put on a little event last weekend. And we had a lot of people come through our facility, and it was a lot of fun. The kids looked like they were having fun. So we chalked it up as definitely a success, Joe.
Okay, I'm just curious because I didn't hear much about it and nobody said nothing, and so I thought I'd ask you.
Yeah, so we're gonna try to do something like that once a quarter, so once every couple months, and just program some fun activities. The next one we're gonna have, that's a good segue, I guess. The next one we're gonna have is for Easter, and we're gonna have a nice little special event, Easter egg hunt, some games for the kids. So. Put that on your calendars if anybody's listening and they're after all the church activities and family activities, come on over to the facility so the kids can have some fun.
Okay.
You should think about an Independence Day one. You could be really rocking.
Yeah, we probably will do that. It's a good idea, Joe. I heard there's a huge carnival at Pinky's. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so we might.
Oh, 4th of July, yeah.
Yeah.
Right next door to you where you could open your door to everybody and Shady's going to put on a party.
That'll be the catch line.
Shady. Don't be shady.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Shady. Okay. So we have Sophie is on the line. I think that's our second female caller. It'd be great to have more women calling. All right. Good morning, Sophie. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to thank you both for being there. And you know, we learn a lot from listening to people with different discussions that they have. And thank you very much for being there. The only place we learn from now is at Talkline, because you hardly see any more elders talking to their younger generations at their home. And second, my concern is, you know, OCS, when they put some kids in a foster home, they should always talk to the traditional council in the village that know about that family where they're going to put the children that are taken away from their parents. because in the past you see what happened with that Ramsey boy. Mm-hmm. And some foster parents, they're so strict with these kids that they have, they don't even let them play out or go visit with their friends. That's, you know, when we were kids, we used to like to play outdoors and enjoy other kids, playing with other kids. And some homes, they are too strict with their foster children. They should, when they have their, when they get foster kids, they should treat them equally like their own kids that they have in their house, not treat them different just because it's not their kids. It's heartbreaking for these poor kids that are put in a foster home if you don't treat them equally with your own kids. If they don't want to treat them equally with their own kids the way they treat their own kids, they shouldn't accept the foster kids when OCS put them there. That's my, you know, it's heartbreaking. You and I and everybody remember what happened to us when we're growing up. We have memories that never goes away. If someone treat us good or if someone treat us bad, we wouldn't like it if those foster kids treat us like that. We all have a memory of our growing up years. We never forget who treat us bum, who treat us good. Hmm. And my second, that's my concern about OCS. They should have villages, some village people or one of the TC council members check on those OCS kids that have foster kids to see what they're doing, to see if they're happy, to see if they're fed good, to see if they could play out with, you know, we have curfew for our kids that want to go visit and play out. They listen. We all listened when we were younger, same age as our younger generation. It kind of break my heart when people talk about young people. They were young one time. Mm-hmm. We were young one time. But some of the young people have memories that they don't talk about, the hurt inside of them that they don't talk about. So they turn to something that they get themselves into trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not all perfect. We all make mistakes. And for people that talk about these young people, they should go across to the school, to their school, and talk to the kids. They could ask so much questions when you go to the classroom and talk to them. And those, the ones that start high school, go to them and talk to them and see what they want to become. Teachers, welders, electricians, heavy equipment operators, CEOs, PAs, and tell them to dream about it before they quit high school or college, because, you know, nowadays you have to let these young kids know in school that when they get out of school and they look for a job, they got a background check. Let them know about that.
Yes.
I thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank
you.
I really appreciate her call. Thank you so much, Sophie, for calling and providing those suggestions. And I could hear in her voice, you know, real care.
But I could tell you from a personal experience on my side of my children.
Yes.
It's hard. It's very emotional.
Uh-huh.
To see them do what they do and not take the responsibility as a parent.
Wait, see your kids do what they do?
I'm talking about my uh-huh. personal children.
Uh-huh.
I have three boys.
Yeah.
I have 13 grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
8 granddaughters, 5 grandsons.
Holy cow. Okay.
You know, I don't see the responsibility that needs to occur when I can understand what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm going through it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's what I was told about this younger generation. They're called the awkward generation.
The awkward?
Awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that?
They don't listen, but they keep moving forward. That's the hard part.
Uh-huh.
But when you start having children doing what their parents do because what they see at home, that's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everything starts in the home.
That's true.
You know, I'm just like she said, we're all human. We make mistakes. I'm no better or guilty than the next person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I see single people that never had kids and don't understand what it's like to raise a kid like you, it's a little bit hard because you're not in our shoes. You don't.
I haven't said anything.
No, no, I'm not. I'm just giving you an example. I'm not trying to harp on you. I'm not trying to come down on you. I'm just trying to give you a sense of how we feel.
Right.
So, you know, I'll give you an example. You have your favorite animal is what? A dog?
Oh,
you treat them like your children, which is good, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong.
Well, not exactly, but okay.
No,
I understand your point.
I know how you treat your dogs.
Okay, go ahead.
But, you know, we consider a dog like family.
Yeah.
Until something happens to them.
Uh-huh.
And then it affects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is with children. They're your pride and joy.
Well, I understand that.
You know, it's hard for them. When you set an example at home, you didn't drink, you didn't smoke, you didn't chew, you didn't take drugs. You gave them a roof over their head. You gave them clothes to wear and toys to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're total opposite of what you expected them to be.
Right. I think...
That's hard.
I think there are a lot of parents who have struggled with that. And that's because even beyond parenting is our society and our communities. Those also are influencing children. So even if you know, had the perfect home, if the community is still
intact,
troubled, then
your
children could, you know, absorb that too.
Yeah. They learn what other kids do. They pick up other kids' good habits and bad habits.
Well, also larger than that, the whole society.
That's
and I think that's really
that's
hard.
The hard part, but
it is.
You know, until you walk in my shoes and raise my kids, you have no clue what I've gone through.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say.
No, I'm not trying to say. No.
No, I know. That's true. Yeah. Well, thank you. Now our next caller, we have a caller, Susan. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too.
I wanted to add on to what Tom Leonard added or mentioned today about the Jalista Corporation. I'm calling from the Bethel Jalista Corporation office, and we're here to take applications for enrollment for potential shareholders. We also have a team that's currently in the village of Joachpalak. They're there till tomorrow. We have a team currently in Aniak, but they're scheduled to return today. So if people in Aniak are listening and you haven't enrolled, please go by the tribal office and enroll there. We also have a team currently in Tulaksac, the Tulaksac tribal office. They'll be there till tomorrow afternoon. We were previously in Aquiac this week, and that trip was cut short for a day, but we are returning to Aquiac at the end of the month, and that's a tentative date of the 28th and 29th. Next week, we're planning to be in Russian Mission from Monday through Friday, the 13th through the 17th, in the village of Eek from the 13th through the 15th, and on to Kipnuk from the 16th through the 18th. So if we have listeners in your in those communities, please go by the... Usually it's in the traditional office, but there will be flyers sent to let you know where our team will be. Also for Bethel residents, potential shareholders, you're welcome to come by our offices at 313 Willow Street, which is right across from Watson's Corner. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if people have questions, they're welcome to call us at 543-5420. You can also call the 800 number. We also have been accepting paper applications, and if people are interested in getting a paper application, you can call our Bethel number as well as the Anchorage number and give us your name and address, and we'll send you a paper application. And for those of you who do come to our office, we encourage you to bring all of your verification documents with you, where we can scan and attach them to your application. The application online is very easy. It's very quick. It takes about 10 minutes, 20 minutes or so. And so I'd encourage everyone to apply if you're a potential shareholder.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that report. All right. Irma. Good morning, Irma. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Waka.
Waka.
I just wanted to make an announcement. A quick announcement.
Yes.
For Alaska veterans. A gentleman by the name of Josh Revac with Senator Dan Sullivan's office is coming into Bethel on Monday, March 13, and will be at the Bethel VFW from 7 to 9 to hear any concerns or questions about the VA benefits or anything they want assistance with from Dan Sullivan. All Alaska veterans are encouraged to meet with him. That way he can bring back all the information, the concerns the veterans have. And then on Monday, he will be in Akyajok. No, not Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
At Akyajok. From 11 to 12:30 at the IRA building.
Hmm, okay.
And then that afternoon, he will be traveling to Gwisuk, and then he'll be meeting with veterans 3 to 4:30 at the Gwisuk Bingo Hall. And then on Wednesday, he's traveling to Napakiak. He'll be at the Napakiak City building from 3 to 4:30. I would encourage all Alaska veterans to please participate in this little community hall meeting with him to voice out any concerns about their VA benefits or anything else. Doi.
All right.
Irma?
Thank you, Irma. Mm-hmm.
Before you go, do you know if anybody posted that on Facebook? Because you know, there's a lot of family members out there that have Facebook, and they have some fathers, uppas that were in our veterans out there in the YK Delta. I think we could use that as a resource, too, to get the information out.
Good idea. I was going to go out there and post flyers. I'll take a picture of it and post it on Bethel Bargains. Or
I put it on every page that you could put it on that could be possible.
Okay. Can I do this in Yupik?
Sure, please.
Okay. Imna Josh Rivak, Senator Dan Sullivan Nam Jalisti, Dai Kadachtuk, Bukyut me, Bethel VFW me, we Dajikuk 7 to 9 PM, Kanchkank Kuvit, Benefit Davnik, Usakyu. Jam klukan rojo kuvne Senator Salvin nak una Josh Rivak kan rojo ku. Chali shu I pirit me. Wait. I pirit me shu chali akka jo muna yak chiku. 11 AM to 12:30 PM mami shu IRA building ami we talun ni chuni yak tukuluji. Angu yak tukulag me. Tosu kuisu mun sutsale ayagiluni. Ai pirit misu. Kuisu pingo hala misu ni tukuni yahtuguluni. 3 to 4:30. Tosu pinga ayrit mi napareahachluni. 3 to 4:30 mi ni tukuni yahtugjiruk. na Pagiak City Building Army. Anch gank govet benefit davnik una anguich tushni. Usa kitchi una Josh Revek. Dan Sullivan nam jalistika. Dan Sullivan nakhlu jam kanru. Dan Sullivan nak kanru jukufti jam ktaima jasham ayyal jika daumun senator amun needs kluku. Buyana.
All right. Thank you, Irma.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, we have another caller. Teresa, welcome to Talkline, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I just wanted to let the community know about a few things we have going on at the library this week. We are having our weekly Lego club today at from 4 to 5. And we're also doing a St. Patrick's Day themed story time tomorrow at 3 o'clock, which should be a lot of fun. We're also next week on March 15th, which is Wednesday, from 12 to 4, Alaska Legal Services is coming to the library to hold a divorce and custody workshop. And this is targeted at people who are victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or low income. And it would be best if people are interested in attending this if they make an appointment by calling 543-2237. And in the workshop, Alaska Legal Services attorneys will go over the divorce and custody process with people, how to receive the proper divorce and custody forms, and also how to file their case without an attorney. So this is a very useful workshop for some people. It is free legal help. If you have any questions about it, please call the library at 543-4517.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good week.
Thanks. Okay, I just want to make a quick announcement here, because at 11:30 today, Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman will be on joining KYUK for a live call-in show, and it's going to be 11:30 to 12, half an hour, so you can call in if you have questions or comments on what's happening in the legislature, like adding a state income tax, raising taxes on motor fuels, on the governor's opioid disaster declaration, or on the borough proposal. Call in today from 11:30 to 12 and talk to Senator Hoffman live. That's good. So I think you can also write in your comments or questions to radio@kyuk.org for Senator Hoffman. And I think some of those will also be read on air, and he can talk with you about that. So waiting on the line, it looks like Herman. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. It's interesting you were just mentioning Senator Hoffman. That's the reason I was calling. Another reason I was calling is about that liquor store, but I'll make it quick. You know, Bethel and the villages, they got along fine without liquor store, you know, and it seemed like they should work on those few council members that are for that, you know, because it's hurting the people. And, you know, if they do close it, you know, whose life is going to be saved next? You know, if you would ask that person, they don't know that they're going to do that. And control the bootleggers, and people should be able to get their booze, but keep up the pressure, Mike, and you guys, and don't keep promoting alcohol, some guys on the radio. You don't hear the kids' pain of losing a parent or hurting the family. So keep up, you guys. You know, we don't need no liquor store here. A lot of men going to Canada anyway, and figure out some way to pay for that stuff that Benson City Council their expenses, you know. But mostly I want to call about Mr. Hoffman. Call his office. And also go to this website at www.facebook.com/savethePFD. The F on Facebook is capitalized. And people are fed up with the governor telling us he wouldn't touch the permanent fund, and then they get elected, and then they take away half and tell us that they tell us, be happy with what you get because you don't take it all. And people never even get a chance to vote on it. But tell Lyman, call him, tell him, you know, he'd be a hero if he would, you know, reconsider his plan to support the governor which is perfectly fine, because they're finding lots of new oil up there in North Slope. They've found three big discoveries already in the past year and a half. They're going to open Anwar, you know, and you got to hold off on taking away the permanent fund. Reconsider your financial picture. You guys are, that guy's telling you how bad it's going to look. It's not that bad. It's not right to put 12,000 people below the poverty level. It's hurting people. People are counting on that money to big boost Alaska's economy. So tell Lyman, you know, I know the government wants to support Medicaid expansion, but they're finding out it's tied to failing Obamacare and its death spiral. It's dragging down states' economy. So they're finding a new program. So just hold off for a year or two and take away people's permanent fund when you call up Lyman, you know. Mm-hmm. And also the refugees, they're building safe places in their own country. They don't need to bring them here. A lot of them want to stay home anyway. They don't need to give $1,700 of our permanent fund money and pay for everything, you know. They're causing a lot of problems where they go. We feel sorry for them, but they're building safe places in their home, in their own place. Tell Lyman to quit following what the governor is doing to the people. He's supposed to represent the poorest people in Alaska, Lyman. He should think of us, you know. People think of the people who are hurting, college. Anyway, go to my comments. Not only on this radio show he's going to be on. Call him. And also another guy to talk to is
3 minutes.
Pete Kelly. Pete Kelly and other guys. It's important what's going on in our region. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Herman. Okay. It looks like we have John Carter. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska. I'm calling about the last caller who mentioned something about waiting patiently.
Yes.
I kind of sympathize with him because I had my share of those things, especially when waiting after having been seen by 3 hours. Or convenes.
Uh-huh.
One must wait and not go anywhere, such as where one has to be at for a while and then come back. If you come back from wherever you have been after having been waiting for a while, you must find out from the person who's sitting behind the desk whether your name has been called. If not, they're going to wait forever. One must do that, kind of like learn from your mistakes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, John. He was quick and to the point. Susan Taylor, good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to, as far as the oil being discovered up north, I mean, it is the biggest discovery in 30 years. The oil is still at the price that it is per gallon. It got up a little bit, but it's still low. And we still got to make these cuts, you know. And as far as the governor's breaking a promise about a permanent fund, he said he'd protect it. This keeps it going. It's a cut, but it's keeping going. And it's just more complicated than what the people are angry about. It really is. But I wanted to put a plug in. Tomorrow's Lions Club's collecting old and used glasses, and we're doing a flea market craft sale at the Lions Club. And that's tomorrow from 10 till 2. People that have stuff to sell or spring cleaning to sell or crafts can set up at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to put a plug in for that. And also the Chamber of Commerce now are doing luncheons every Thursday, except well, next week's job fair. We'll be busy with that. That's going to be at the Culture Center. But we do chamber luncheons every Thursday noon hour at Chopsticks in the back room, and they are open to the public. And if anyone has any topics or speaker ideas or people they know coming through town, they can call me. I'm in the phone book, or they can call the chamber. That's in the phone book with Bonnie, because we're booking every Thursday now. It's not this every other week business, every Thursday. And we had a really good attendance yesterday. Search and Rescue presented and talked about their upcoming training conference that's coming up next week. So it is a good way to network and know what's going on, and they are open again to the public. And I think that's about it. I talked to the VFW POTAB people have free cat food for any cat owners. It's good cat food, all different kinds,
mm-hmm.
and they just have an abundance of it. So they brought it over there, the animal rescue people, and it's there for anybody that wants it. And Nancy works over there, and she told me about it. So it's for any cat owner during the daytime pull tabs at VFW.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. All right. Well, you all have an awesome weekend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right.
Again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And, yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Phone lines are open. The phone numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Now, I have to go in a minute or two myself. I have to check
out
a little bit early.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did at the start, I did.
If you did, I wasn't listening. Maybe I don't have an ear for you.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
That's good.
So I have to run over to the
return,
college.
Sorry. We have a return caller.
Okay, and I'm going to have to check out. So I'll welcome Herman back to the call, back to the show. Good morning, Herman. Welcome.
One more thing. I wouldn't take 3 minutes, but on a permanent fund, you know, they're telling us they're taking away half of our permanent fund to save it for us. And here they're using it they're spending it on the programs they want, you know. So seems like it doesn't make sense when they say they're going to they're taking it out for a permanent fund to save it for us, and yet they end up spending it. You know, it don't make sense. So that's a comment I forgot to mention. So okay, bye.
Thank you. Yes, a couple announcements. Next week on Wednesday, March 15th, KYAK will be talking salmon. Members of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission will join KYAK for an hour-long live show from 1 to 2 on Wednesday to talk about what they see this summer, salmon management. Join the conversation and listen Wednesday, March 17th. 15th, 1 to 2. Again, that's March 15th, Wednesday, 1 to 2. Also, after our show, we're going to have call in to ask Senator Hoffman your questions on what's happening in the legislative session during the live talk show today from 11:30 to 12. So as soon as we're done with this show, Lyman Hoffman is going to be on to answer all your questions regarding our local state government, our state of Alaska government. Again, the phone lines are open, and you feel you got something on your mind, give us a call. Getting back to some of these issues that's facing everybody, they're not easy. They're very difficult. We all face them on a day-to-day basis. Bethel just happens to be bigger, and we see more of it. You know, it's going to take this Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region for all entities to come together to unite and stand as one so that these issues can be dealt with head-on and overcome by the people that we so call us that live here, and it affects all of us. You know, like I stated earlier, and some of the callers did too, there's a lot going on behind closed doors we don't know about sometimes. Good morning, Dave. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to be brief. Difficulty getting through today. I want to talk about possibility. Is there any way that the city of Bethel can be a little more transparent to the taxpayers? I think there is. I think that's one of the problems in the city right now, the lack of transparency. We should have the mayor come on and talk to the people. Perhaps some town hall meetings to find out what the people really want, not what the politicians want. Lack of transparency leads to miscommunications and mistrust. I hope you can agree with that.
Well, you said the key word, mistrust.
And there is a lot of mistrust, I believe, in this community. Lack of trust of your local government is a sad, sad day and a sad, sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we work together, encourage the city of Bethel, put out newsletters, get the city manager on a talk show, get the mayor on a talk show, out from behind their golden tower at the council chambers, where people can speak their minds without fear of retaliation. I'm searching for transparency in local government. Thank you for listening, and thank you.
Hey, Dave. Oh, okay. Well, you know, he said the key word there. We need more communication from our local city government. For the reason we're not receiving it, it's happening. But they do have their monthly meetings where they can discuss whatever's on their agenda, but when certain people try to dig deeper to get more information, everybody's afraid to speak up. Okay, good morning, Jim.
Yeah, hi. Hi, am I?
You're on the air.
All right. This is Jim from Hooper Bay, and you remember, these Delta discoveries?
Mm-hmm.
They sort of come in late into these, our town, Hooper mm-hmm. Bay, and I'm sure it's the same with these other villages.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we see what's good on sale, it's too late. Sometimes it's two, 3 weeks later.
Wow.
And by the time the advertising they do for Bethel business,
mm-hmm.
it's already too late.
Yeah.
And what really pushed me to make me this call last month in February, I finally received the Great Land of Bushmailer.
Mm-hmm.
Way at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with it. If the DL talk so good about economic development, what good is that?
Mm-hmm.
When it's too late, way at the end of the month of February, I finally received the Great Land of Bushmailer.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be some way to deliver this advertisement to out here to rural Alaska.
Yeah.
And, same thing for Delta Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
More timely. We're not second class citizens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jim, thank you for your call. Good morning. Getting back to all these issues that we've been discussing, some of these are pretty close to home. Some are just, for example, alcohol. Alcohol here was here before I was born. Alcohol will be here when I'm gone. So, okay, Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you doing today,
yeah.
Robert?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I heard your lady talking about VFW veterans that doesn't have a talk about benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Alaska National Guard veteran by the reason of over 20 years,
And I talked to the Alaska National Guard retirement people, and they said that the regular veterans, war veterans, are different than the Alaska National Guard veterans, and that all we get is our retirement pay, no other benefits. Wow. So I encourage all the National Guard retirees to attend this meeting so that we could find out if the possibilities of getting other benefits rather than just our monthly check is available. Mm-hmm. But I was told by the Alaska National Guard retirement system that we're completely different veteran.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have all the veterans that were in the National Guard over 20 years to attend this meeting to see if there's any possibility of getting any other kind of benefits, such as glasses, teeth, mm-hmm. and all them small little stuff. That's all we would like to see, if we can get some extra benefits.
That would be a question you could ask Lyman Hoffman. He's coming up on after this talk show.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing. Lyman Hoffman is the senator of our region. How come our talk show is an hour and a half in just our region, and we get to only talk 30 minutes with the most important person in the state of Alaska for our region? How come only 30 minutes? We should have it at least an hour when the people actually have some say-so and questions that they'd like to hear from the senator, if he's really doing what he's supposed to be doing for the people that elected him.
Mm-hmm. I hardly agree with you. Some of these guys don't get enough airtime to actually discuss what needs to be heard by everybody.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, KYK has been around a long time, and everybody in the YK Delta supports KYK. You know, when they have their board meetings, attend a board meeting and let them know, hey, some of these informations that we need to have more information on, the show is only
exactly.
half an hour.
And
show,
yeah. So, you know, that's the question. Who allows the minutes for these talk shows? Is it KYUK or is it the state of Alaska that only wants half an hour?
I you know, it's hard for me to answer that, Robert. But,
okay, my question is.
Yeah.
I hope somebody knows about this, so we can have a little longer discussion with our senator, one of the most important people in our region that support us. We should at least have an hour. The talk host always takes half of the people's talk time answering for us, and I don't think that's fair. I think the people should be allowed 30 minutes without the talk host saying having any input at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that would like to discuss issues with the senator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I got, Joe.
Thank you very much. Robert?
Yes?
I heard you at that meeting yesterday.
I try to tell the things that are truthful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure I just try to resolve the problem, you know. I was told that on the talk show that we heard before that we're having a problem in our region with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that, or the people probably didn't even know that there was other issues like the Donlin Gold Mine,
mm-hmm.
Borough information and safety information and VPSOs and all that. But I was glad to hear that the VPSOs that we hire, or the state hires, told by that state trooper's son that the VPSOs can't really do nothing to help us. What I would like to see is more, or find money to hire tribal police protection so that they could assist in the search and rescue and patrolling from the avenues from their villages to the Bethel. And that way it would help save some lives. We need tribal policemen out there to help us rather than VPSO dictated by the state of Alaska to do what their job is.
Yeah, I think, and the other thing was becoming a government local government for this region.
I have nothing to do with the local government of this region, Joe. It's up to the people on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Robert.
Hey, you bet. Bye now, Joe.
Bye. Okay, we're going to a call. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. Just to back up Bob and people, like you've been saying, it takes people to get involved, and the more people get involved and get informed, the better choice we get making informed decisions. And I'm very happy that you keep on advocating for it. And for transparency purpose, it's something that's going to require, again, we the people to make the demands to make it happen. And it's always been interesting. All of us, we may be from the region, but we got worlds apart worldviews, and that's what we need to expose so we can get more people to have greater input into what's happening. Thank you, guys. You've been great. I really appreciate today. Thank you.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
My biggest problem today in society, to see all these entities not working together and standing together for an issue that's common for everyone. You know, it's not just a Bethel problem. It's everybody's problem in the region.
You know? Yep. You're right. You're hitting it right on the spot. And then, like I said, it's world views so apart. And it's hard for anybody to do something about, despite there's media like this, and there are just some people that just block and don't seem to comprehend. Try make that known to, like, example you were talking about. No matter how much you do your best, some people have genetic difference that make them just seem more vulnerable to certain things and not wanting to view certain aspects of our society. That's just human life, mm-hmm. Joe.
Okay, Roy, I appreciate your comment. Thank you.
You have a good day, and thank you.
Okay. Henry Tikyun. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah, good morning. Ako na silo, pukanan ko yak, tanga. Ilaw mo na ko na, senator yak, pukanaktakam, power akik, siyak, at tatus kong last time kan, kaluni, umukangat sakok. YouTube tayong kakpukinaki, yung pani ko to, tayong kapagin ng tapik sa itlak, tukuta, kalah kan kanit cah tak tun so kalah takata taring na taring siya na kipilah tuk taring ito ng kung sukas lit na kung taring lok siya tak ay tilay tama kutam mayuk tun so mus tak so kipilah kung si atako ay tuk kung kutam pesoh puta pichukuluko hafawar ako ni tuk wo taumim tuhong kuta ni tuhtukut kanak hong kuta piu lasam kanak ikayut tiktot kalahkan kakuwak kami kuya nakilaktok tay makailu munik siya laktok ako kunik toy kuya naksuni taksiri kanakilukun анхтоо акакууни таайуутум тиктоотна холсусук пууриллан пуурилрит маани чуни чулакьяаккаппутсаанак пууриллаккик аммукутта президент тахпуксуук пууринилук амуунэрпук анаагутсиагла куппинииллтоот канхриаак тамаакуттулхи ни чукьяаккаппуксу тарингилуки юкуни хонгкута Tamana tamal takseri kanil kalas kunya tao koyak to tama kun gapatulu tayo. Kutman ng aral tamak sa kuya ng papa kalas kanawa ay pa sa kuya kuna. Ii kita kutman morning, Uncle Tamah.
Yeah, Koyanak for Henry.
Okay, good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Again, this has been Friday Morning Talk Line, and we'd like to thank everybody that called. If you're going to go out, please have a plan. Please don't drink and drive, and be safe.